Parshas Kisavo deals with the mitzvah of Bikurim. V'haya Kisavo el Ares, when the Jews entered the land of Israel. And Bikurim is a mitzvah which its essence is Hakaras HaTov, recognizing the good that someone has done for us. And that's the essence of the Torah, and that is the essence of the Bikurim. As, in fact, we all know, there was a famous Maisa in Europe, one of the Gedolim, I think Rav Henkin, and they had a telegram, and during those days you only have a certain amount of words. And they ran out of words, and they weren't sure, should we take out please, or should we take out thank you? I know you're thinking thank you is two words, but in Yiddish, danks, it's only one. So, which one should you do? So Rav Henkin said, it's pshit, it's obvious. Saying please, it's a nice thing. Thank you, that's a chi of the araisa, that's a biblical obligation of hakaras hatov. That's what the Torah is all about. That's what a Yid is all about. In fact, that's where the word Yehudi comes from. Yehudi is to give thanks, admit, acknowledge all the Tov. That's the essence of a Jew when he has that Hakaras HaTov. In fact, there's an interesting Medrash Tanchuma, which is someone who doesn't have Hakaras HaTov, someone who is an ingrate, he's Dino Ka'apikoris, and therefore it's very severe. In fact, that's the famous Maisa with Yosef. And the butcher, it says, V'lo Zachar, he didn't remember Yosef, and he forgot him. Obviously, if he didn't remember him, then he didn't forget him. But it's part of, not to remember and to forget, you're a Kafi Tover. You're a kafay tova, you don't appreciate the good you had, all that Yosef did for him. So it's dino ka'apikoris. And we see this halacha even applies if you don't even do it intentionally. If something you were going to do something else, and by accident you helped this person, that person's chayiv and obligated in hakaras atov, even if that wasn't his intention, even if it happened b'shogeg. And in fact, it's interesting to know that we know we have Chazaras Hashat, so we repeat the Shemona Esrei during Shacharis and Mincha. We have a Chazan repeater for everyone. Yet, even when it comes to one bracha, the Modim Anachnu Lach, we have to give thanks ourselves. There's no concept of Shlichus. Like we know by a mitzvah Shebagufa, a mitzvah you have to do yourself, putting on tefillin, shaking the lulav, someone else can't do it for you. And therefore, we point out that also there's no Hakaras HaTov is forever as well. There's no time limit. And well, he only did me a favor 2 years ago, therefore I don't have to have Hakara. Especially someone who becomes rich and they forget about the past, all the people that helped them get them there. In fact, this halacha isn't only limited to people, but even inanimate objects. Like Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to do the plagues with the water and the frogs, turn the Nile into blood, because his life was saved in the Nile, because he had a karas hatov even on an inanimate object. And the purpose is to remember that and apply it to a human like we do every Friday night. We cover the challah not to embarrass it. And the point is, challah doesn't have any feelings, but it's the feeling of hakaras hatov one has to have. And that's the maisa with Yaakov Avinu and Yosef. The Yosef, when he was tempted by Eshes Potiphar, so he said, the Pasuk says, you read it with Shashal Sheles, the Pasuk says, and he refused. Why did he refuse? Because all the good that her husband did to him, how could he be such a kafi tov and live with his wife, the other person's wife. And so that's why he didn't do it. And yet there's a famous medrash that says when he was thinking about doing it or being tested, he got a dream from his father that says, "Demus yukno shoaviv." The image of his father came down, and that's why he didn't do it. The question is, which one is this? Because Yaakov came down in a dream, or because of all the hakaras hatov he had for the husband of Potiphar? And the answer is, it's the same thing, because Yaakov represents, among other things, the midah of hakaras hatov. He was the first son of Yaakov of Suahem. He made them sukkahs. The Yaakov who made his living off the animals was the first one. They used to just dump the animals out anywhere. But Yaakov was the first one to build huts to protect him from the rain, from the cold weather, because he had Hakaras HaTov. So that's the pshat. When he saw Yaakov, he realized the meat of Hakaras HaTov, and that's why he wouldn't do it. Because all that Potiphar did for him, it'd be an ingrid, it'd be a kafi tova, it'd be dino kafi kores, if he went ahead. So when you bring the Bikurim, it's in tremendous joy and simcha of all that God has done for us. And that's why it's interesting to notice the Gemara Megillah tells us on Lamed Aleph Amid Beis that Ezra made a takana that one should read Parshas Kisavo, actually the Brachas and Kolos, but one should read Parshas Kisavo right before Rosh Hashanah. And this could be it, that the thing we read before Rosh Hashanah, one of the most important midos, is the mid of Hakaras HaTov. Hakaras HaTov to humans, Al Achas Kama Vakama HaBachmos Hakaras HaTov to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we read the portion of Bikurim right before Rosh Hashanah to create the mood and realize that we need, just like the farmer is bringing in his first fruits to Yerushalayim, giving it to the Kohen, so too we have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for all the blessings that he's given us.